Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Shocking Blue bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Terry Neese, one of my favorite people, one of my heroes, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Neese, the president, the founder, and CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, IEEW.org. Please go there and check it out. Learn about this, about the work that they're doing, one woman entrepreneur at a time. You know, Terry, in my work, I've been simulcasting on the internet around the world since 98, since January of 98. And so I've always thought of my work not as just a U.S. business,
right,
but as a national, as an international business. Because when I say what's good for small business is good for the world, I mean all small businesses, wherever they may be. Because I think I've interviewed, as you have, I've interviewed small business owners all over the world, and it's amazing how much they're the same. I've asked small business owners in almost every corner of the world, if you had extra money right now, what would you do with it? And every time I've asked that question, regardless of if it was in Sweden or Italy or the Middle East, wherever, every time I've asked that question, every one of them, without blinking, have said, I'd put it back in my business.
Yeah.
And that's a common... That's a common denominator, common attitude of all small businesses. And that kind of attitude means that what's good for small business is good for the world.
Well, that's right. And you know, a lot of people say to me, well, why are you helping these women? Why are you helping American women? Well, I think we are helping American women. Yeah. I mean, the American women will tell you when they mentor these women, they learn more from them than they could possibly learn from us. You know, I think our American women, after they go through this experience, they're like, wow, I'm going to quit complaining.
Right.
I don't have anything to complain
exactly.
about. And we're living in a free market economy here. And actually, Rwanda really is a free market economy. We might learn some things from them in terms of what they're doing over there. But it's just critical to the mentorship portion of this program. Helps the American women and the Afghan and Rwanda women. And Jim, I might talk for a second about the summit. We're bringing in Judy Missett, who founded Jazzercise,
right,
to really bring a lot of energy to the summit. But she took nothing, $0, and has built that thing into a multi-million dollar
wow.
organization. And then Major General, not very many Major General women, Major General... Rita Aragon.
That's two stars, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, she's really a phenomenal speaker. And from Dale, Oklahoma, you know, small town gal who made it big time as a major general and talking about how did that happen for her. Then the Afghan ambassador and the Rwanda ambassador will be with us July 29th and 30th. And we just have great programming for both of those days. So for $50, and that includes food, come to the summit, be there July 29th and 30th, see the women graduate the evening of the 30th. It'll be an experience that you won't get anywhere else. And you can register at IEEW.org.
And folks, please do that. I promise you, everything she said is not hyperbole at all. I was there. And you know, it's not easy to impress me. One of the things that I took away from my meeting, my time with those ladies, especially Freshta in Afghanistan, is differentiating between freedom and liberty, Terry. Freedom, a lot of people have freedom, but they don't have liberty.
Right.
Freedom is from God. The right to be free is from God, but liberty is a contract that you and I make with each other. That I'm going to allow you. I'm going to through our founding documents or whatever you have. You build on top of freedom. You build liberty, which is the right, the ability to own a business, for example. And
right.
And so in Afghanistan, Freshta may be free, but she's got limited liberty.
That's right.
And that's what. And in America, We have freedom and liberty.
And liberty, that's right. And you know, Jim, something I've noticed over the last 7 years, this is our seventh year to do this, and something I've noticed is that the women are transitioning from traditional-type businesses to non-traditional-type businesses. Mm-hmm. Initially, you know, we had a lot of handicrafts.
And that's where they're getting it, that's where they're getting into trouble.
Yeah.
Because they're encroaching in the man's world. And so, hey, Terry, I'm so proud of you. You know that. You know how proud I am of you. Keep up the good work. And I'm going to see you. I'm coming to Oklahoma City the week before your graduation. I'm going to interview some of your people while I'm there.
Great. We'll do it.
Thank you, Terry. Terry Neese, ladies and gentlemen. IEEW.org. Please check that out. Terry Neese, a great American. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.